Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to Top Stories, the 200th episode of Top Stories, no less, the show in which the Bugle tells you what was really important in the past, provided that past was since the Bugle began in 2007. I am Andy Zaltzman. Now, I would not blame you if you'd had your fill of prime ministerial resignations right now, but let's remind you of one more, a tearful number 10 farewell in May 2019, for which I was joined by Alice Fraser and Mark Steele for an issue entitled Democramnesia.
In the ongoing quest to make forever Brexit the new status quo, soon-to-be non-Prime Minister Theresa May has announced her escape from the office of person most held responsible for the progress or non-progress of Brexit. I'm excited. Soon a new Prime Minister will plunge like a reverse phoenix into the ashes of democracy and clasp trembling hands around the poisoned chalice of a bad plan, like Major Arnold Ernst Todt, the bad guy in Indiana Jones Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I think the melting faces at the end of that film, that's basically a fairly accurate description of
well, that's of all British of them, politics. And one of their melted faces is going to be Prime Minister in a couple of weeks.
I mean, you have to admire Theresa May because she's a woman, and also in the cascading champagne fountain of post-surprise Brexit decision in the referendum, her cup had the openest mouth. But Truly, I cannot wait for feminism to get us to a state of perfect equality so we can judge ambitiously boring windbags with delusions of admin on the content of their degraded character and not on the comparative distribution of flaps in their equatorial region. I just don't want to have to keep pretending people are interesting because they're women.
That's beautiful.
It's a vision for a fairer planet.
I think she could have... The sad thing with her resignation speech, she could have... All of the damage she's done could all have been swept away if she'd done a proper resignation speech. And she'd just come out and gone, oh, you f***ing do it then. Go on then. I've tried for 3 years and look at you. Wankers, all of you. Ooh, I don't want that sort. That's Norway something, Canada, there. I've got bloody barley eye all day long. No, Brussels, backwards and forwards. What have you done? Mog, you bloody overprivileged Victorian twat. You do it. Go on. So go on then. I'm going for a ramble with my specky husband. If she'd have done that at the podium?
Well, how do we know she didn't do it? Maybe just play it backwards. There might be hidden messages within it. I feel like a Jethro Tull.
I mean, I really am glad that May proved you can be a mediocre bureaucrat who inflames anti-immigrant sentiments no matter what set of gendered insults people throw at you.
It is, it's a truly, truly historic day. In phase 48 of her resignation, which began sometime last year and has progressed gradually.
It's been like, you know when you play Monopoly? I haven't played it for years, but you know sort of the Monopoly goes on for an hour longer than it should when one player has got all the hotels and the other one's got £7. And she's been like that. No, if I could just hang on. All right, I'll tell you what, I'll give you £1 for landing on Mayfair with a hotel. And then, oh God, she's hanging on for that. She's bolting herself in.
Look, I genuinely believe that Monopoly was invented in order to inflame anti-capitalist sentiment, because you always end up just flipping the board.
She's essentially staggered on like a cowboy, gradually bleeding out while staggering through the saloon bar doors of every drinking den in town before just finally lying under a bus stop and breathing his last. She will bequit herself to political history on the 7th of June. She will cease to be leader of the Conservatives. She will remain as... remain as sitting the lame duck prime minister, even lamer duck.
Well, maybe she'll go on the 6th of June if we send vans up Downing Street with Go Home on the side of them.
Oh, it's the way she would want to go.
Yeah, we will remember Theresa May for all the terrible things she did that I've forgotten and all the stuff she didn't do as a result of everyone else being awful and her also being awful, but at least willing to try. Truly, it is a prime ministership which will echo through the annals of history like a gust of wind through the annals of history.
I reckon in a quiz, if Theresa May was in a quiz in 3 years' time and she was asked to name all the prime ministers of the last 20 years, she'd forget herself.
Yeah. That's entirely possible. I hope we can make that happen. You've got contacts in the TV industry, haven't you, Mark? You can make that happen. Her parting on the 7th of June will be marked by a ceremonial national harumph of general dissatisfaction at 10:30 a.m. One hopes this does not overshadow the Pakistan v Sri Lanka Cricket World Cup match in Bristol that day. It was sort of made even more inevitable than it already was, if inevitability can indeed increase, when Andrea Leadsom became the 35th resignation.
Wow!
From
do you reckon some of them
government.
Were like reposted and actually just forgotten that? She's forgotten she's already had me.
When they've been jumping ship, even though that ship has been stuck in a dry dock and just been splatting on the pavement beside it. So, and there've been a lot of in fact, the post-mortems began before she'd even... post-mortems of a still-twitching corpse. She's just become the latest to be slowly impaled on the rusty spike at the top of the political greasy pole. Had she run out of rope? Or had she just merely finally braided enough rope to reach all the way around her own neck? History will be the judge. And she leaves after 3 years of blundering, obfuscation, waffly pseudo-compromises. And that's been a time we may come to look back on with a kind of fond nostalgia, bearing in mind who or what maybe about to follow up.
Yes, when we're all packing our bags and fleeing.
Oh, remember when we just had a bumbling, contradictory, dead-eyed, floundering vacuum in Downing Street? Oh, those were the days. That many young children in Britain today may lie on their deathbeds in many decades to come and remember her as the greatest Prime Minister of their lifetimes.
She, and even then, in 30 years, she'll still be trying to bring her deal back. She'll be wandering the streets, going up to the homeless. Would you support my deal? Just wandering around South America and that, tribes, in Amazon tribes. Will you support my deal?
She's willing to dance.
Yes, exactly. Well, what a sign. Isn't that a sign of what she represents? I mean, 150 years ago, British rulers would go to Africa and they would say, we have come to take over your country, your land and your minerals, and there's nothing you can do. And she went there and they said to her, dance, bitch.
Shows how times have changed, doesn't it? Maybe they said the same to Queen Victoria and she just didn't really understand, a bit of a language barrier. She announced her departure in Downing Street, she issued a parting call for a country that truly works for everyone, and which can only be interpreted as a savage assault on the Conservative Party. She said, "We're bringing an end to." She said, "They can look back proudly on bringing an end to austerity and fighting the burning injustices that still scar our society," which is rather like a serial killer saying, "Well, I've got some fish fingers in my freezer now as well. It's not all body parts." I mean, she did, as we've discussed on the Bugle numerous times, she got dealt, as they keep saying, a bad hand. And, basically got loads of twos, threes and fours and bid 15 no trumps in bridge parlance. And in baseball parlance, this defeat, this has got to go on David Cameron's record. Sure, the relief pitching has been shit, but these losses all stem from his flounderingly incompetent, arrogant, myopic pitching in the first innings. We are now left looking to the future and the joys of a Conservative leadership election. Mark, I mean, you're presumably a massive fan of Tory leadership elections.
Yeah. Well, usually, of course, the favourite has caused so much kerfuffle with because they're so sort of the hatred between them all is such that the person who hasn't upset lots of the other ones by stabbing in the back, shagging their wives, whatever it is they do, and Boris, credit to him, he's done both of those things to every other person in the Conservative Party.
I mean, I think he stabbed some of them in the back whilst shagging their wives.
I'm starting to think that maybe the British need to take a note from their own history and maybe ship in Merkel when she retires, like Habsburg's Mark II.
Bring back Lord Palmerston.
Shows what a great democracy we are that our Prime Minister was essentially deposed after a secret meeting with a guy called Graham, presumably some sacred priest-like role, the official position of the Golden Graham, perhaps. And our new Prime Minister will be chosen by 120,000 people, Tory members.
Yes.
Essentially.
With an average age of 98. who live in some rural bit of Suffolk.
Yep.
Where they will vote for someone that can stop all the immigrants coming in when the last immigrant they had was someone who came from a different bit of Saxmundham who was beaten to death.
But it's all right, because we've taken back control. We've taken back control of our democracy.
So, yeah, exactly. Proper democracy, what we wanted. For goodness sake, get our bloody democracy back so that we can have the Prime Minister chosen by 23,000 demented rural twats. That's true democracy. Can I vote for Lord Melbourne? I'm afraid he's gone. We've got it back.
Well, I mean, it's better than, you know, when the European Union foisted Stanley Baldwin on us back in the 1920s. We had no choice in that.
It is old school democracy, right? It's land-owning old gentlemen, right?
Yes. I mean, that's what made Britain great, isn't it?
Thank you for listening. If you want to hear more of Alice Fraser, then go listen to The Gargle now, where Alice gives you all the news and none of the politics. To find The Gargle and The Bugle, and all other shows within the Bugle stable, go to thebuglepodcast.com.
Hey, Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
AdWanted UK is the provider of single-source media data for agencies, media owners, brands, and academic institutions. And thanks to our rebranded news offering, called The Media Leader, we can also lead the way in championing excellence and inclusion in the media industry. To find out more, simply visit the-media-leader.com to subscribe to our daily bulletins. The Media Leader from AdWanted UK.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.